We came here today to bring awareness to the Humane Society of the South Platte Valley, which is our local shelter. And what's great about this shelter is they take in any animal that comes their way. They don't discriminate at all. In fact, they even take goats, lizards.
Horses, lizards.
I mean, really. And then what they do is they house and take care of those animals until they find a forever home.
Aww.
We're actually helping them jumpstart their efforts to build their own facility. They got land donated to them in Littleton, and they're actually renting a warehouse right now, which isn't completely suitable to be a humane society. They don't have drains on the floors, so cleaning up after these pets is not the easiest task. So they're hoping to have a 5-year plan and 5 years be able to raise enough money to build their own infrastructure.
You want some of my treat?
And the reason we're here is because we're trying to raise awareness and let people know about this wonderful shelter and to please consider adopting over purchasing an animal, although that's, you know, sometimes exciting to buy a puppy. It's also the best feeling in the world when you're able to rescue a pet and give it a second chance and a forever home.
So we told them how we would help would be to jumpstart their efforts, and we're hosting our Bowl and Bark event benefiting the South Platte Valley Humane Society and their efforts in raising money to build.
It's going to be held at Moe's Barbecue in Aurora, and we're having a bowling tournament, and Wes and my husband are going to be some of the team captains, as well as many other of our favorite Bronco players. And it's going to be a really, really fun night. And we're hoping to make this an annual event and raise a ton of money for the Humane Society.
Hi, Buster.
They're trying to kickstart a campaign to help our shelter build a new shelter, hopefully within the next 5 to 7 years. We just anticipate that in that time, we'll outgrow the size of our shelter. And so we're just really grateful and thankful for their kindness. Both of them have been so sweet. They've come down to the shelter several times, and they'll spend just unbelievable amounts of time with the dogs, and it's really, really sweet. We went for a long walk with one of our dogs the other day with Paige and Anna, and it was just really, really nice. And they're just the sweetest ladies ever. Yeah. And we're just so grateful. And sorry, I'm getting pulled in many directions, right?
This is a sweet little girl that just got surrendered to the shelter. Her name's Princess Catherine. She's a 10-month-old long-haired dachshund, and she's a sweetheart. She's a little scared because she just got surrendered. We're not quite sure of her background, but we know with a little love and care that she's going to be an awesome, awesome companion pet for someone.
And how can you not love dogs? They're man's best friend. You can have the worst day in the world and come home, and they're so excited to see you. So.